grizzly, like a salt sore soaked in the sea. High maintenance means you're a gluttonous queen, narcissistic and mean. Kill me romantically, fill my soul with vomit, then ask me for a piece of gum. Bitter and dumb, you're my sugar plum. You're awful, I love you. She moves through moonbeams slowly. She knows just how to hold me. And when her edges soften, her body is my coffin. I know she drains me slowly. She wears me down to bones in bed. Must be the sign on my head. It says, oh, love me dear. Love me dear. You're a faith healer on TV. You're an office park without any trees. Covered in gold, gushing for gold. Leave me alone. You suck so passionately. You're a parasitic, psycho, filthy creature. Finger banging my heart. Call me up drunk. Does the fun ever start? You're hideous and sexy. She moves through moonbeams slowly. She knows just how to hold me. And when her edge is softened, her body is my coffin. I know she drains me slowly. She wears me down to bones in bed. Look at the sign on my head. It says, oh, love me dead. Oh, love me dead. Ow! Love Me Dead.
By Ludo.
So funny. Okay, I'm going first.
Okay.
I really liked this song. It was so funny. I thought your energy and just the way you sang this was really good. I was interested the whole time. On a technical level, though, I really enjoyed your verses. But when you started actually kind of singing in the choruses, there were some pitch problems.
I really did like the end of your choruses, though, when you got really higher up into those notes. I feel like you really went for it on those. Besides that, though, I thought this was really good. Like, I don't know what to say. I thought this was really funny.
We were both a little like, what?
This is a really fun choice. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this. What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I really pride you on picking something that was, like, super fun. Like, maybe it totally was not in your range, like, entirely, but you could tell that you just had so much fun doing it, and I, like, really give you a lot of credit for doing that. I seriously thought this was an epic choice. Like, I love Ludo. I mean, Dylan was the one who got me into Ludo, so he, like, knows. I thought you had, like, super great energy and, like, acting, like, was just so cool. Ah! One of my favorite things that I've definitely heard you do, just because it was so, like, awkwardly goofy almost. Because, like, it was just so funny. Like, it just fit your personality so well. Like, just, like, everything you did was just so funny. Like, especially, oh, my God, hideous and sexy. I almost feed my mouth.
We were both laughing so hard.
So hard. I loved it. Sometimes when you sang your Love Me Dead, it sounded like you, like, stepped back from your microphone to, like, not peek or something. Like, I don't know what that was.
But, yeah, he was telling me that since he moved, he can't figure out the settings to work
with. Oh, I totally understand. My room's super annoying. I just, like, don't even know what to do. Yeah. The bridge was kind of yelly for me. I would have liked a little bit more singing on it. But, like, honestly, it was just so fun. Like, I just had so much fun listening to it, and you could tell that you had so much fun doing it. Like, I just really enjoyed it, so good job.
Nice job, Dylan. Very fun.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's the last song.
The last song.
The last song.
It's Aria.
It is Aria, and it's Almost Lover.
Yes.
Okay. Let's listen.
Trying not to think. just let me be. So long, my luckless romance. My back is turned on you. Should have known you'd bring me heartache. Almost lovers always do. I cannot go to the ocean. I cannot drive the streets at night. I cannot wake up in the morning without. Just to let me be. So long, my luckless romance. My back is turned on you. Should have known you'd bring me heartache. Almost lovers always do.
And that was Aria with Almost Lover.
Yes.
Is it your turn to go first or mine?
It's my turn, yeah.
All right. Why don't you go?
Okay. Aria. I thought this was really pretty, but I didn't connect to it emotionally. Like, I found myself zoning out at some parts. I don't know. Like, I just felt like you could have had more emotion. I don't know, there was just something missing from this for me. Like, I just wanted more. And I didn't, like, feel that really strong passion. I sort of felt it more towards the end. But, like, definitely in the beginning, like, the verses, I was not feeling it as much. That was really all my notes, because your vocals were super pretty. Like, it was very pretty sounding. I didn't connect to the song as much as I have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to not compare this song because so many people have done it.
Yeah. Lots and lots. Yes. And lots. And lots. Yeah. Do you have anything else?
No, that was really all I had.
Okay. Aria, I basically have the same thing. When I saw that this is the song you did, I was like, oh, I don't want to hear this again. But at the same time, I was like, it's okay. She'll do a really super good job. And you did a really good job, but I had the same note about the emotion. Like, I just really wanted this to be so heartbreakingly lovely, and it just kind of fell short for me a little bit. There were some parts that I did really like. Where you sang heartache in the chorus, I thought it was really, really appropriate and really pretty how you went into your head voice there. I always love when you do that. It sounds so nice. But sometimes there were those low parts in the song that were a bit too low for you, but those are low for a lot of people. They're too low for me. And oddly enough, there were a couple parts that sounded strange vocally too. Like, I don't know if you were doing a different melody or something, but just a couple tiny spots just sounded a little bit off. Yeah, I didn't write down where, but if you would like to know, I will re-listen and let you know what sounded strange to me. But it was very pretty. It just wasn't... I wanted to cry. I really wanted to cry, but I didn't, and that made me want to cry a little.
Oh, Sheree.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I think we found... one voice to rule them all. Have we?
I think we did.
I think we have. All right. Do you want to announce it, Rochelle?
No, it's your show. You should do it.
Okay.
It was your idea.
It was my idea. All right. This season, the winner of One Voice to Rule Them All is Dylan.
Oh, my God.
Yay. Good job.
Yay. Congrats.
Yay. Yeah, we just felt that you just... It was really close, to be honest. We went back and forth.
We had, like, one of you winning one round, and then the other of you winning the other round, and then the third round we had you guys kind of tied, and then we chose who just inched out the person more.
Yeah. So, because of that, we just felt that Dylan really went for it, really,
Took risks.
Wanted it, and it showed in the songs. So, congratulations, Dylan. Woo-hoo. You guys did... a super awesome job. I'm so happy that you guys were here and that Rochelle was here with you.
Yes.
Yeah, the show's over. I'm so sad.
I know. We'll have to judge more things together.
Yes, we will.
In fact, we will judge more things together.
Yes. Well, I'm pretty sure I want to do a second season of this. So.
Oh, good. So
we good. Because I have lots more genres that I didn't get to use. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that will come someday.
Yes.
Thank you all for listening to my first show by myself. Well, not by myself, but my show.
Yes.
I appreciate your support.
Yay.
And the show's over.
Congrats to Dylan.
Congratulations. I have badges ready, so I will let you know about those when I know about
them. And they are sexy.
They are sexy. They are.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Love you guys. Good night.
Good night.